I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And today we are so awesomely fortunate to have Jordan Schrant with us. She is world famous in Young Living.
No.
Yes, you are, Jordan. Say hi.
Hi, hi, friends. How are you? Excited to be here. Thanks so much, Richard.
She's coming from that Epicenter farmhouse in Springfield, Missouri, where she runs a global empire, not just Young Living, but all kinds of crazy marketing contribution stuff she's up to. And I've known Jordan now for about a year, just met her for the first time at convention a few days ago. But she's also the founder of Diamond Bound, which is the most successful independent Young Living event in the world, next to the global convention, first week of October every year.
Yep.
And so you got a lot going on, girl. So we're going to dive quickly into your story. Thank you for showing up on Road to Diamond.
Of course.
We're going to have
some fun. Thank you.
And we're going to inspire some people.
Let's do it.
So first question, who were what doing before you ever heard of Young Living? And you've got a unique story there because you married into a family. So tell us about all that.
Yeah. So before Young Living, I was a mom. And I was an adoptive mom. My husband's first wife passed away, and I adopted their five children immediately. They were ages 1 through 9. And it was a little bit of like drinking from a fire hose. So I was a very full-time hands-on mom. I was also, I got my undergrad degree in agriculture communications. And since my freshman year of college, I had been a published freelance writer for several farming and like religious publications in the region. And so I was, you know, just raising kids. I had a couple more kids and was at the time had 6 children and was homeschooling, homesteading, gardening, and then writing on the side.
Wow. Well, I guess that pretty much smashes the idea that people don't have time to do and endorses the idea. If you want to get something done, if you want to recruit a mover and shaker, go recruit somebody that doesn't have time to do this.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
All right. So next question, tell us, what was the context and where were you and who introduced you to Young Living? And I'm very interested in, to the degree you can remember, the specific conversation that compelled you to try the product or take a look or whatever baby stepped you into Young Living.
Yeah, so I was actually going to a new church with our family. We were trying to find a church community to get involved in. And it was, we were pretty new in the area. And a girl that I met checking my kids in actually in the church line, she was checking in all my little ones. And I was big and pregnant and had some definite needs expressed that I needed what Young Living had to offer, essential oils and natural remedies. And she was like, oh my gosh, like, let me get you some information about using essential oils. And you should really use oils instead of what you can get at the store, you know, to help you and relieve some of your discomfort and everything. And so I had given her my phone number and we followed up, and she kind of just kept reaching out to me and just asking how I was doing. And she, I think, brought me some little oils in a roller bottle. But I was really appreciative that she took the time to care about where I was and what my immediate need was, and that she wanted to help. And that spoke volumes to me. And that's why I continued that conversation with her. And so when she said, well, you need to just get yourself a box of essential oils, you'll get them at a way, you know, better discount than just buying one or two for me. I bought my first bottle of oil from her September 2012, and it was a Valarola, and I still have the bottle actually. And then I bought a few more just randoms. And so it was November, a couple months later, that I finally jumped in and signed up. And a week after that, a little box of magic showed up on my doorstep. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
A very organic, product-oriented, service-oriented approach to enrolling somebody into business. What did you think about the fact, if you even knew, that this was a network marketing company?
I didn't know, actually. I didn't really even know what network marketing was. I'd never heard that term used in casual conversation. I had hosted for some friends a few parties, at-home parties for other network marketing. I just called them like MLMs because I had heard that term before. And so I had hosted a few parties, and I knew that I was not interested in that method because it made me as the host very uncomfortable. And I felt a lot of pressure to get a lot of people in the room. And I felt bad if there wasn't enough people in the room, and no amount of hostess gifts could have made me not feel that pressure. So I was uncomfortable with that model. And when I was approached about products that were going to truly help me in the state that I was and wanting to really have some relief and take care of the baby in my belly as well, I was very interested in that because that's what I was focused on in my life. That's what I cared about in my life. And so when I took oils to a friend because someone had done that for me, she was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. How do I get this? And I'm like, I have no idea, but I'm going to call the girl that signed me up, that helped me get mine. And so I actually connected the two of them, and she helped walk this new girl through the enrollment process. And ended up telling me later, well, I signed her up under you because she's your person. I didn't take her. I want you to enroll people, which I thought was really, really sweet. And then I got a paycheck in the mail from Young Living, and I actually called them and said, did I overpay for my oils? I'm like, was there a discount that I like missed or something? How, you know, why do I have this, you know, $61 check or something? And she was like, oh no, that's your commission check. And I'm like, I don't understand. I'm not doing any business. Like, I didn't host anything. Right. Like, I was thinking, you know, I didn't host a party or however that works. Like, I don't know. And so it was exciting, to really understand that, wow, that's as simple as it actually is. And that's when I kind of started to pay a little more attention.
Yeah. The pure organic. And wow, I can't even count the number of stories people have told me in Young Living, Jordan, where they got that check and they didn't understand why they got it. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing. So once you found out that this was one of those things, how did you get past that? Or like, did it bother you? Or did you do some research? Did you talk to some people? Or it just didn't matter because you love the community and the products?
Yeah, at that point, I knew that I had already shared this with family and friends that I cared about, and I had done it in such a non-invasive and a pure-hearted way. It was very natural. It was very, just the way that I would have shared with anything that can help them, of the people that I love. And so I never felt that I had to go on defense about my approach, because the way that oils were introduced to me was so just wholesome, that I felt like I had also shared in a very wholesome way. And so when I learned that there was a business involved, my initial reaction was, well, I'm not going to like do the business, but I'll keep sharing as I can, because I really believe that these will help people. We had seen tremendous evidence in our own home. And so I just felt very confident that, you know, I'm not interested in like getting on the calls and like doing all the things, but I'll keep sharing. And it wasn't until several months later that there was just a really significant revelation for me personally. And that's when I decided that, you know, this is something that I really do need to pursue.
Well, that's a common theme in everybody I interview is, well, very few people start off really understanding there's a great income opportunity and an opportunity to contribute on a global massive scale and then just start intentionally building. Most people have an organic process, and in that process, they have a defining moment. They have a tipping point. The lights come on. Something happens. They hear something. They read something. What happened that you went from casually sharing to intentionally building?
Yeah, so there was really two defining moments. The first was, and this is something that I have built my team upon, is this revelation and this knowledge. And again, it's very, very product based. And that is that I found for the first time in several years of being married, my husband's first wife's hospice papers. And to me, seeing my husband's name signed on that line, it was the date before she passed away. It was a huge revelation moment, because at that point, it was May 2013. I had been using these products now for 8-9 months, and seeing benefit from them and learning at the same time, reading and digging into chemistry of essential oils and healing oils of the Bible and gentle babies and obviously the pocket and the desk reference, and had been just having so many amazing revelations of the products that we use and how they affect our bodies and the truth that Gary had dug up and uncovered for bringing ancient remedies up forward to modern applications today. And just that, you know, understanding and that awareness and that the products we use do have a direct effect on the health that's manifested in our body. And when I saw that, and here she's this 35-year-old woman who I'm living the reality day in, day out of raising her children who I've adopted, and there's dynamics there that I could never begin to explain and unearth for you. But it was just, I fell in my seat, and I felt like there was an elephant sitting on my chest, because I was like, oh my gosh, like it was the first real manifestation of her passing that I had ever seen. I'd only seen pictures of her alive, but not that dark place of being in the hospital and having your husband sign you away. And, you know, it struck a chord and a nerve, and a mama bear rose up in me, and I'm like, this should not be happening. Like, we have to stand up and teach about truth of what's causing ailments and dysfunctions and the numbers and stats that are in our culture today. And I know that there's a better way. And I've been exposed to that over the last 8 months, and come hell or high water, I'm going to share this message, and I'm going to do it more, and I'm going to do it more passionately, and I'm going to do it more intentionally. And so at that point, it still wasn't about residual income. It still wasn't about the opportunity. It was just about everybody needs to know. And I was like, go tell it on the mountain, you know, like wherever you go, you be sharing this message of a truth for our culture. And then it wasn't until I started really like working closely with a few people that had enrolled, or second level enrollments, or my upline had placed a couple of people under me. And we were really digging into a lot of deep conversation. There was a lot of what I call micro work behind the scenes, nothing big, no major flashy things. My upline hosted a couple of things that I plugged into and helped and, you know, whatever during that summer of 2013. But it wasn't until I had one girl on my team that said, you know what, Jordan, I'll give this 6 months. And I was like, you'll give what 6 months? She's like, I will do this business with you for 6 months. And I was like, am I doing a business? I guess I am. And so having and this is a huge component for me, having someone in my downline come alongside and say, let's do this together. And it was on, we started, that was July of 2013. And I was like, I'm all in. August 1st, I'm going for this. Like we had filled our calendar. We had tons of classes to teach, and all of the connection and the 2 and 3 hour phone phone calls about how oils work in the science and what I had read and what she had read, all of that. And we had started talking to people and started saying, hey, do you want to come to this thing? Do you want to come and learn? Do you want to, you know, and so we had filled our calendar. 27 classes I taught in the month of August 2013.
Wow.
That was a revelation for me, those 2 points.
That's a launch.
It was a launch, man.
what an extraordinary story. Okay, I got 3 questions for you that I think people want to know.
Okay.
One of them is risky, but I'm asking anyway.
It's
just,
okay.
Just for the record, who introduced you to the first oil in line at the church? Who's your sponsor?
Crystal Birchfield.
Okay. And she lives in Springfield too?
No, I actually have moved since then. She lives in the Kansas City area.
Okay, great. Who was the gal that came alongside you and said, I'll give this 6 months?
Janelle Chambers.
Is she still with us?
She's a diamond in my team.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's not even the risky question.
That's okay.
Although that was risky because you could have said, no, she quit 5 years ago.
Oh, no. She's amazing.
Yeah, and she gets some credit for what I call thumping your bowl a little bit.
Uh-huh. She absolutely does.
This will drop the energy of the interview, but think people want to know, what did Doug's wife pass of?
She had breast cancer.
I ask because I think people would want to know, given the story, and that is an extraordinary defining moment.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most profound I've ever heard. All right, so now we'll build.
It still feels very real to me, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Now let's recreate the energy.
Yeah. Now that I'm crying, thanks a lot.
So 27 classes your first month in the business.
Yes.
Well, you are a force to be reckoned with, Jordan, so that's not surprising. What happened in the first year? And one of the, you know, these all of these interviews are framed with a set of statistics.
Sure.
That are the same for every interview so people can compare apples to apples. And there's two types of people in our business. There are what I call the naturals. Some people might call them unicorns, but they're the naturals, which, you know, when they decide to do this, they just go do crazy things that are not very duplicatable. You couldn't teach it. And whether it's blogging or... I'm not sure we would want a training program that suggested to brand new people, what you want to do is 27 classes your first month.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get a lot of people to sign up for that.
Right.
Most people, including me, were what I called 97 percenters. You know, we just have to sort of figure it out. We have to learn. We have to go through our own process and our pace, probably not the same pace as you. And I just say that because I don't know the answers to the questions I'm going to ask you, but I imagine they are of the natural level where you just went out and crushed it. What did the first year look like? How many people, if you remember, I know it's going to be in your stats from your video.
Yeah, so.
How many people did you enroll your first year?
I couldn't tell you that, but I can tell you that we hit silver within the first couple of months. I want to say either October. I think it was October. And then we hit gold the next month, a month after silver. So we hit gold in November. And then we hit platinum in February. And then we hit diamond with actually 506,000 OGV the following October. So 14 months later.
You went to diamond in 14 months and $500,000 a month in business.
Yes, sir.
Do you know how many people you personally enrolled in that 14 months, roughly?
I mean, I have an average of enrolling 2 to 3 people a month every month in the history of my business.
Yeah, that's the pace that's required. Mm-hmm. That's extraordinary growth.
Mm-hmm. We taught duplication early.
Tell us about that.
So we... Every time that I would talk to people about coming to a class, I would set them up to be a business builder without them even knowing it and ask them not only to come to, but to bring people. And then whenever we would do a follow-up class or event, we did a lot of events, a lot of in-person things. still to this day, 35% of my team live within a 5-hour radius of me, people who could have driven into a 1-day class. And so essentially, I would just always be training them to think one layer deeper. And so we had so many people come to 101s that would also be their first time, and they would enroll that night and then turn around and 10 minutes later and enroll the girl next to them, just so that they could be her enroller and get that $50 enrollment bonus and be able to start growing and join the movement of the fun and the energy and the crazy like oil stuff that was going on. And so then at our 201 classes, we would encourage people immediately, like, get on Essential Rewards. Go enroll somebody, get them on Essential Rewards. So we would teach the behavior, and then we would teach them to teach the behavior. And then at our business classes, we would say, don't just come to the business class, bring all your team to come to the business class and learn about the business, because your business only works if you get people doing it with you. And so everything was taught, and we normalized the behavior of one layer deeper. And we just had amazing duplication, very, very, very fast growth.
Yeah, that's a brilliant strategy from the beginning, teaching people it is about you, but equally or more, it's about the layer that you will bring with you. And then, of course, all you need is one person in that layer to say, all right, I'm interested in doing this. And that locks in the person you invited and sets them on fire. So, wow. What was the rest of the ride like? So how long did it take you to get to Crown and Royal Crown?
Yeah, this is a crazy story too. So the month that I hit Diamond, I actually, we moved to a new house. We actually decided that we wanted to live near family. My husband quit his job because now we had Diamond income, and it grew so fast that he was like, wow, if it keeps at this pace, like, I'm not going to keep working. I'm going to do something else, of course. And so we moved, and that same month, the first round of the FDA crackdown happened, which was really amazing, actually, because at that time, my group was very heavily centered in, my team was heavily centered in my Facebook groups. I had a business group and I had a product usage group, and those groups were the central primary hub of all other growth within our team. So everyone could focus on income producing, you're going to hear a train, sorry. Everyone could focus on income producing activities because they weren't creating content. They weren't managing the monster that had to be fed of a Facebook group. So we actually had to close both of our groups because there was so much non-compliant information. It would have taken months to comb through it and to change things and rework things. The same, literally the same month that my husband quit his job, we moved. I had to close all my groups. I also found out I was pregnant with twins.
Oh my God.
I was like, literally, like, so morning sick, throwing up on the side of the road, like trying to reconcile. We had just moved into this tiny house so that we could build on the back of the property. It was literally like 1300 square feet. I already had 6 children. I'm like, there's no way I can bring 2 babies more while we're building. So we actually moved a second time within like 6 weeks, a household of 8, into a rental house in town. And I just kind of got in front of my team and was like, listen, I'm pregnant. We're having twins. All of our groups are closed. And I, at that point, started to decentralize my organization. And I started to encourage leaders, since my group had closed, I had actually printed out a list of all of my like silvers and above. And I was encouraging those people to launch their own Facebook group. I thought, you know what, now is a perfect time to get to let them to rise up and let them do the same thing that I did over the last 14 months. And so I was doing a Zoom call like once every week or two. I was doing some product education. It was small numbers. It was never the same energy. And I just kind of slowly eased off of my team. My babies were born now going forward to the following May of May 2015. It was a month after that, I was up nursing my babies at 3 a.m, that I had this idea to get back in front of my team and to get all attention back on forward movement again. And that is how Diamond Bound launched. launched. So we did Diamond Bound the following October of 2015 with 125 of the top leaders on my team. I launched my sixth leg from that event. And essentially, I just said, this is the information. This is what I did. This is direct growth activities. These are indirect growth activities that you need to do. But if you only do them, you won't grow. We talked about lumpy mail. We talked about all the cool like tips and tricks and marketing strategy and everything that I could think of, how to teach a class, how to engage, how to do a 201, how to host an event, what the whole thing looks like. Because I was expecting that to be a one and done event, which we know that didn't happen, but I was expecting it to be that. And listen, like that event launched my sixth leg, which has now become my fourth strongest leg in my team. So many leaders launched from there and would attribute Diamond Bound 1.0 to what launched their business in my team. So we had a new breed of people who started to rise up over that year. I was almost virtually in retirement mode at that point. My team continued to grow and we organically hit Crown Diamond in 2016. So in 2016, we had finished our house. We moved into our house. We got our house entirely decorated. I launched my first garden in our home. We got chickens. I was like homesteading mode, nursing two babies that were 1 year old, like really, really just digging into like personal life and trying to settle my life and like thinking this, thank God for residual income with Young Living because I did not have to work or do anything during that time. We hit Crown Diamond organically that year just from continued growth within that team. That also means that my sixth leg in 1 year's time went to $20,000 without my direct influence, mm-hmm. other than just residual training from Diamond Bound and a few team calls here and there. And obviously I was still engaging with my leaders, but it was nothing like the hustle from before. So then so we decided to do a Diamond Bound 2.0 in October 2016. We had 265 people there, mostly because 2016 I was out of commission. I had not been engaging and I wanted again to reignite the passion and enthusiasm of my team. So we got together 2016, 265 of us in Kansas City, Missouri, had another event. It was great, launched to a lot of people, got a lot of people excited and energized again. And then at the end of November, that next month, it was like 3 days before the end of the month. And we had so much energy in my team. My babies at this point are 18 months old. And I had been completely out of, I say completely, for me, I was completely out relative to what the hustle looked like for now 2 years. And on the night of November 30th, I sent a message about 6 p.m. to probably 300 of the top ranked people in my team. And I said, listen, I have a passion and a fire. Again, I am ready to do this. Like I am settled in my home. Like my babies are older. I miss everybody. Like Diamond Bound doesn't cut it for me. Please join me on a Zoom call in 1 hour. And literally had like 280 people in my team on a Zoom call. And I'm like, listen, we're running for Royal Crown Diamond. I'm going to hit Royal Crown Diamond. I'm going to do a 90-day run. I want you to engage. You will grow. You will hustle. Like your team will grow. Your paycheck will grow. Your numbers will grow if you engage. Trust me. And I literally got off that Zoom call and went to the bathroom and almost threw up because I was like, did I seriously just say that? Like, what is wrong with me? Right? But you have to be willing to step forward at some point and just be like, I'm doing this. Do it with me or like miss out because we're doing it together. And truly, within an hour, I launched a new Facebook group. I called it the 90 Days of Health. And then another one, 90 Days of Hustle. Within 3 hours, we had 15,000 people added to the 90 Days of Health. Anyone that was interested in the business was added to 90 Days of Hustle. We hustled like none other. Oh, my OGV was hovering, like with my ER orders, it was hovering around like 900 to 1.1 million every month, just from natural growth over the last couple of years. And so I was like, this is going to be a big jump. Like this is an intense jump, but I knew that we had the numbers to do it. We had around 17,000 people. And I'm like, I know we can get in there and get these people duplicating and we can hit this. And so it was at the end of February, I was like, okay, we're not going to hit it this month. But the growth that we had, the numbers that we had was so tremendous. When I looked at it was midnight on March 1. So now this was the exact end of our 90 days and my OGV, my projected essential rewards, meaning all the people that were going to place ER orders for the month of March, And there were like not good promos that month. There was no flash sales, not a single one. Like I was like, Lord have mercy. It was 900,000. I was like, are we going backwards? But literally the 90 days wasn't just to gain OGV. It was to gain audience. It was to gain attention. It was to gain, listen and do what I'm telling you to do because it will work. It was getting people engaged. Our ER percentage went up tremendously. Like during that time, so many more people were jumping on Essential Rewards. And so we had this really, really good, solid core group of people who were like watching and they were like, we're ready. What are we going to do? So on March 1, I tell you, Richard, I had 2-3 dozen campaigns going during that time. I had traveled, I had seen my team, I had done calls, I had done Zooms, I had done all the things. And we ended that month in March of 2017 with almost 1.6 million OGV, 700,000 over Essential Reward scheduled orders. Which is crazy. And the crazy part is that I am so big on incentivizing behaviors, not incentivizing buying, that we have never once lost that rank.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Isn't that a crazy story?
That is a stunning, that's a stunning story, but I would expect nothing less from you.
Sorry, yeah. I'm not helping you with your.
No. You're doing. You know what, Jordan? Everybody's story is different, and everybody gets something different from it. And I'm sure the audience is just listening to that, going, "Oh."
But it's duplicatable and teachable behaviors.
It really is. You know, you laid down some serious nuggets there about duplication and about leadership and casting the vision and and rallying the troops and you know, making declarations and you know, some brilliant stuff there. We're way over time. You and I could,
sorry,
you and I could talk for a couple of days. I'll ask the questions, you talk. But here's the last question I want to ask you. I want to bring this back down to the 95% of the people that will be listening to an interview like this are probably stars, senior stars, executives, maybe silvers, maybe golds. They probably are plateaued. Mm-hmm. People that are in massive momentum don't tend to spend a lot of time watching and listening to stuff, right? They can't keep up with the chaos. And that's what you need to do when you're stalled out or you haven't even got started yet. You're trying to find your groove. You need to listen to people and stories. And so assuming this is the audience, that the people that are listening to you today, Jordan, are people that are stuck or people that have never been able to get off the dime and launch because they have a story and the story holds them back. Yeah. Speaking to that audience, what would you tell this gal, this girl, this lady that wants this so bad, but they just haven't yet unleashed the spiritual essence of them that inspires other people to come with them and do it? What would you say to those people?
Well, I would first give them a hug and tell them that, you know, you can do anything, first of all. And second of all, there's so much power in the way that we think and the way that we speak about ourselves. There's power in just saying, I'm not going to do this, or I'm stuck, or no one wants to do this with me, versus saying, I'm not stuck. We have great growth. We are going to have massive momentum, and everybody that I talk to wants to do Young Living with me. And the way that even just saying it, like I can tell my own energy of saying the two things, you know, because it's so the energy and it goes to it on to the law of attraction, you know, and the law of attraction begins with us. It begins with self-awareness. You need to know, how do people perceive you? If people perceive you as anything other than I want to work with her, whatever she does, I want to do, then you have to reconcile with that and do some personal development. Ask people that you care about or that are close to you, like, if you could sum me up in 5 words, what would that be? And really take a good inventory of how people perceive you. And then you choose to show up as a blank canvas every day. You get to paint on what you want people to see. Whatever they have said or thought about you in the past is irrelevant. You get to choose that on a daily basis. And you paint it with your words and your thoughts of how you show up to people, because people are bored and they're looking for something exciting and they're looking for something different and fresh and something that's going to solve their problems and make them happy. And so you can be that person, or you can be the link to Young Living, which can do that for them, and your community, which can do that for them. But you've got to be willing with, number one, your mind to believe those things, and you believe them by thinking them, and then you believe, you solidify that belief by speaking them and recognizing that you're in charge of your business. You're in charge of your success. You know, as my business, as I have grown as a person, my business has grown. As Richard has grown as a person, Richard's business has grown. And that is true for all of us. And truly just looking inward, which is sometimes the scariest thing to do, because it feels so in our control. And that's scary. It's scary whenever you have complete control over what you think and what you do and who you become. But yet at the same time, it's the most empowering thing on the universe, and you can completely do this.
Yeah. And you're a shining example. As I was listening to you guide people with the nugget of what you say matters, I'm reminded that language is the architect of belief.
Yes.
And so those of us that are out there that want to believe, so you're listening to Jordan, you go, wow, would I give anything to believe like she believes? Well, it starts with your language. It starts with your declarations. And when you use words like, I hope something good is going to happen, hope is, that's just not, in the context of that, it's not a powerful word.
Right.
And, I'm going to try. I'm not sure there's even such a thing. like, take a cue from Jordan here, folks, and pay attention to your language. And if you're stuck, here's the beautiful thing about network marketing. This beautiful thing about Young Living. It's the only model I know of on the planet where whatever it is you want to do, you are surrounded by partners who have a vested interest in your success.
Right.
Who want nothing more than to teach you. We tend to think in terms of teach you how to do what they did. That's part of it. But the biggest part of it, listen to Jordan here, folks, is the biggest part of it is these people want to teach you how they think.
Right.
How they thought.
Right.
The words they chose, the declarations they made, the state of being that they put themselves in.
Yes.
This is a massive personal development community, and it's all free. Right? And the people that are reaching down to lift you up, they're multi-millionaires in the exact same opportunity you're pursuing, the same product, same comp plan, same everything.
Same everything.
All you got to do is reach up, keep reaching up, don't bail, and quit trying. Just do it, right? Yeah. Hey, Jordan, you are an extraordinary gift. I want to interview you some more.
Thank you.
For higher level stuff, because you're a treasure trove of creativity and strategy and philosophy and brilliance. So thank you for your contribution to Road to Diamond, which that was like a 14-month project for you.
Well, it's my honor, and I love seeing people succeed, and I believe there's room at the top for everybody.
Yeah, I just want to fast forward. Where's Road to Diamond now? The last report was 279 people.
Where is Road to Diamond now?
Yeah, how many are coming this year?
You mean Diamondbound?
Diamondbound, yes.
So 2017, after we hit Royal Crown Diamond, we had 1,500 people 2018, we did it in Chicago, Illinois. We had 3,500 people. And 2019, this year, we're doing it in Nashville, Tennessee. We're already on target for over 5,000.
And I'm one of them.
Yep.
Thank you, Jordan. Beautiful contribution to the community.
Thank you.
Have a stunning day.
Thank you, sir. You too. Have a great day. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRank.com. We'll see you there.